This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 19.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 19. We are almost two-thirds of the way into Ramadan. So, for today, your tasks are, okay, in terms of your Quran reading, we are going to specify what it is. You are going to write down three lessons that can be learned from Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf is not a particularly long surah, so I really do want you guys to go through it, to read it, and then tomorrow, inshallah, I am going to share with you three lessons that I have learned from Surah Yusuf. Your article is a very important article on how to stay healthy in the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is very important because eventually now that you're almost two-thirds into Ramadan, you may start to feel the physical effects, especially if you're fasting very long hours in summertime. And so we need to make sure that to really take advantage of these last 10 days, that we are keeping healthy, we are eating good food, healthy, nutritious food, and that we are not skipping suhoor. A lot of people do this. I don't understand why. Suhoor has barakah in it. Suhoor is good for us. And if you eat the correct foods at suhoor, it can make a difference to your fasting. And the one tip, which I really cannot emphasize enough, is drinking water, staying hydrated. Now, one thing that I used to do, which again is very silly, what I would do is before Fajr comes in, I think I may have explained this, I would drink like 2 liters of water in one go, and I would be like, that's it, I'm going to stay hydrated. No, I really wouldn't. You don't retain any of that water that you've drunk in the space of 1 minute. So make sure you're drinking water sporadically. If you're going Taraweeh, you're drinking it between your rak'ahs. You're eating slowly and you're not overeating. Ramadan is not the time to put on weight, especially if you're fasting 19 hours. If you only have 5 hours to eat in the day and you've come out of Ramadan having put on weight, you need to reevaluate how you are eating. And then your last task is to volunteer 2 hours of your time for any cause that you'd like. This volunteer work can be anything from going to your local masjid and volunteering doing admin, For example, what I do is twice a month, I've actually volunteer at a church. They do feeding the homeless and I join in with that. Find any cause that you like and just give up 2 hours of your time to help make a difference for them. That's your task for day 19. And then inshallah tomorrow, we are going to start working on how we find peace and contentment. I hope inshallah you guys have a fantastic day. And I will be with you guys tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.